Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Rolling Stones. They are your artists of the day. AOTD. Don't forget, this Friday we are at 54th Street Grill and Bar in St. Joseph, Missouri.
Did you guys see the new Elton John biopic that's coming up, Rocket Man?
Okay, I heard Dana complaining about this out in the newsroom, yeah. But I have not seen it.
I'm excited to see it. However, Elton John has a very identifiable voice.
Yeah. Okay. And in this case, Taron Egerton, who is the actor who's playing Elton John, is actually singing Elton John songs.
God love him.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. It's just
not Elton John.
It would be impossible to find someone who had that very distinguishable voice.
Mm-hmm. So there's a sneak peek that's posted online. I'll play a little bit for you.
And he's so convincing, and his voice is incredible.
I don't think there's anyone in the world who could play Elton. It's Taron's role.
It's been the greatest joy of my professional life making this film.
Yeah, he's not bad.
It's a good try.
He's not bad.
It's not bad. It just doesn't sound like Elton John.
Here's the other singer that I have always believed is the hardest to imitate.
Mm-hmm.
Sting.
Okay.
Sting has a very distinctive voice, and you cannot replicate it. Now, you guys are excited about the Elton John movie coming out.
Yeah.
Do you know what movie Rod and I are excited about coming out?
What?
Downton Abbey?
No, it's not
really?
Downton Abbey.
Really?
It's coming.
Downton Abbey.
It's coming.
Really?
I'm so excited.
That's what you think Scott and I are into.
I'm excited.
It's this one.
It could have happened to anybody, but it didn't. It happened to us.
The new band is going to be something nobody's ever seen before.
Oh my God, those are my pants.
But they look so much better on me. We got to run.
What is that look on your face?
Who is that? Who's the actor?
Who's the band?
No, I'm worried about the actor's voice sounds familiar. I'm trying to figure out who it is.
Boy, a kid drummer. An old man.
Let's just play it.
A cover band singer.
They say you're gonna be a rock star.
What do you think?
Oh, hell yes! Let's go!
We want to not.
Do you have any idea what this is?
No.
Yeah, it's the Motley Crue movie. You know,
yay.
Someone makes a movie
you
called
know,
Bohemian Rhapsody,
you know,
and now everyone, let's make a movie about Motley Crue.
The chicks on this show just bring me down. It's the Motley Crue movie. Rod and I are very excited.
Yes.
Thank you, Rod.
Is it a movie or a series?
Well, Rod, I believe it's a movie.
Oh, okay. Well, I never know with Netflix.
No, it's coming out on Netflix. It's called The Dirt, based on the book The Dirt, and it's a movie. And I'm very excited about it. Okay. Good talk.
So, yeah.
March 22nd?
Mm-hmm. It's okay to be excited about Downton Abbey, but we're not supposed to be excited about the Motley Crue movie, because that's just dumb.
Don't you want to know what happened to Lady Crawley?
See, I mean, these guys can go back and forth, Rod. Isn't it amazing? You bring up a great point. These two guys can go back and forth about Downton Abbey, but yet when one thing comes along that you and I might be remotely excited about, it's that Motley Crue movie.
Okay, now I'll give somebody this.
Because you guys never make fun of things that Dana and I like.
Listen to this, Kara.
You guys never shut up about Downton Abbey.
We have said again and again.
And Jaws.
Well, it's one of the best movies of all time. We have said again and again that Bradley Cooper is the
amazing,
better, more amazing actor because he actually sang.
Right.
Okay, in the movie. Whereas,
but those were original songs.
Yes. Whereas Rami, who did the Queen movie, did not sing, and people were kind of complaining about it. So someone on the text line said, you can't have it both ways.
Right.
Would you rather the actor just play Elton John, but they use Elton John's voice?
Well, like in The Dirt, the Motley Crue movie that Rod and I are actually excited about, they do not try to remake the music.
Yeah.
They sing to it.
Right.
It's
just like Bohemian Rhapsody.
They Milli Vanilli the whole movie.
Which maybe, and that's, I guess, what the texter's saying, and I think I have to agree. Maybe with a voice like Elton John's,
sure,
you just have to use Elton John's track.
I agree. Yeah. I agree with that.
I do, too, because it's one thing if, I mean, let's be honest, if you can Jamie Foxx the thing and actually pull it off.
Oh, amen.
And sound
like
amazing.
On Ray.
Right. Yes. Uh-huh. Then do it. But if you go in and you know, just be honest, listen to it and go, let's just go with the original recordings, especially with somebody like Elton John. I agree completely. With Queen, can you imagine anyone? Like, I don't, there's a touring Queen band. It's the band, and they've got, what is it, Adam Lambert that does it?
It's Queen Plus.
And
it was Queen Plus Paul Rodgers from Bad Company.
Right.
Now it's Queen Plus Adam Lambert, yes.
And from what I understand, Lambert doesn't sound bad.
But he's not Freddie Mercury.
No one will ever be Freddie Mercury.
You can't ever sound like Freddie Mercury. You can't.
No, it's just one of those things.
There are just some singers who are not imitatable.
Right.
Are we at the point, though, where we should just use the singer? If the movie's about the singer, should we just use the singer?
Yeah,
you know, use the
tracks. Yeah, I would say, yeah.
What do you mean?
She's saying, should you just not use the Elton John track? And you know, when the actor's maybe fiddling around looking for a melody, you can use the actor's voice.
Yeah.
But when it comes to performing on stage, do you just pipe in?
Like when Freddie Mercury's doing Live Aid and he's doing Radio Gaga, you do this.
And instead of Jamie Foxx and Ray, just put the actual singer's voice in there.
Yes.
I agree. I concur.
What musical act does not have a movie about them that desires one or needs one?
Well, it ain't Motley Crue.
Well, it most... How can you say
not
that?
Not desired or needed. Next.
Well, Rod and I would politely disagree.
Right, but I do feel that way about Downton Abbey.
Correct. I do too.
I think Downton Abbey sucks. I would rather dig splinters out of my foot with a buck knife than Downton Abbey.
I would rather shove splinters into my foot than watch Downton Abbey.
I would rather chew on tinfoil than watch Downton Abbey.
I would rather cut my dog's head off than watch Downton Abbey.
I would rather shave my head with a cheese grater than watch Downton Abbey.
I would rather jump.
Okay.
Wait, really quick. We're going to pull this up because last night I never have the TV on this late. It was Jimmy Kimmel.
I would rather fart into my own mouth.
And Kara, we're going to pull this up because I wanted to play it today, and now that you're saying this, we have to play this when we come back. He did a, is it okay to do this skit in front of a fake legal HR person? So you know how everyone has HR and legal, and they say, okay, you can do this, but you can't do this. This is a bridge too far.
Okay.
Yes, you can go out on the street and ask people who was the first president of the United States, but you can't urge people to drag race down a boulevard in LA.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of the funniest, stupidest skits I have ever seen with this female attorney. He's like, we just want to run some things by you. We have some ideas about different challenges, like the ice bucket challenge. And he starts listing the most hilarious. Then I thought, like, I hope no one's watching this and actually thinks he's being serious. like lose grandma for 8 days challenge was one of them. And the lawyer goes, no, we would not be okay with that. And he goes, okay. He goes, what about the boiling water challenge? So kind of like the ice bucket challenge.
Mm-hmm. But you pour boiling water. Yeah.
He just lists like 20 of them. The woman ends up just walking out. I have never laughed so hard. We'll play it for you at some point today.
Okay. I don't know.
It's absurd. It's okay. Like digging wood chips out of your toe with a Bowie knife. Absurd.
Oh.
Yeah. It's so funny.
Like putting the wood chips into your toe?
Or that.
Okay. All right. Telephone number here is 576-7798. Dana Wright, Scott Parks, Rob Babcock, Kara Markser on KMBZ.
We are Motley Crue.
Hey, everybody, call my folks at Seal Wants KC, because even though it's snowing now, let me tell you what, they are booking jobs for March. They will come out and clean and seal and permanently protect and beautify your deck, your driveway, your patio, your big expensive privacy fence. Get on their schedule now at Seal Wants KC. They will also come inside your home. They will do your basement floor, your garage floor. I was reminded today, I actually had some water on the floor in the garage with all of the snow we've had. The car brings it in, and I was squeegeeing it out, and I'm telling you, that floor, after I got that water, that muck out there, still looks brand new. We have had that garage floor for a year, the one with the flex. You're going to love it. We'll definitely bring that wow factor to your home, and it's a non-slip texture as well when you get out of the car. That's important in the winter too. 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. Mention Dana told you to call and get a 20% discount. With Seal Once, you seal it and forget it. Call 816-942-3927 today.
Sitting on a bar stool, acting like a darn fool. That's what I'm doing today. Sitting here drinking, trying to keep from thinking I'm a boozing my troubles away. But now
Chuck
I couldn't make her stay. Well, doggone her anyways. You can't say that I didn't try.
By the way, for those of you who are keeping tabs on the Jussie Smollett story.
Yes.
There's a new twist today. The FBI has gotten involved.
Oh.
And the FBI wants to investigate this letter. The allegation, or the suggestion, I shouldn't say the allegation. The suggestion is that Jussie Smollett may have planned the noose around the neck, the bleach, the two guys, whatever, because he didn't get a reaction from a letter. And when I say letter, think of creepy, like, Lifetime
Manifesto.
Network movie.
Yeah. With the cutout letters.
The cutout letters from a magazine, you know, you're going to die. That kind of a letter that he received about a week prior. And so he didn't get the reaction he wanted from the letter.
This is a theory.
Some have alleged.
That he didn't get reaction from the letter, so they concocted this.
So he staged the noose around the neck, the bleach, the two guys walking down the street.
Okay.
The FBI has gotten involved because it is now being suggested as a possible allegation that Jussie Smollett sent himself that letter.
Well, I heard the FBI were investigating because they're concerned now that Jussie Smollett may be three children on each other's shoulders under a overcoat.
Okay, right. Thank you.
Is anything about this guy real?
No. You know, I was watching.
What do you think about the letter?
I think he sent it to himself. I think this guy is a fraud. I think he has literally damaged everything that he touches. And if you are gay or you are black or you are a Trump supporter, you should be furious with this human being.
Today.
He will never work again.
Today, as brothers Abel and Ola Asandero prepared to testify against him in front of a grand jury.
These are the two people he allegedly hired.
The two brothers.
This is how genius Jussie Smollett is. He got two black people to pretend to be racist Trump supporters.
On Wednesday, as these two brothers...
How dumb are you,
prepared
sir?
...prepared to testify against him in front of a grand jury...
And they're from Nigeria.
...and allegedly describe how he paid them to, quote, attack him. Smollett's lawyers reportedly placed a call to the prosecutor's office, which put a sudden stop to the proceedings. So, you know, his story is crumbling, Scott. And I think now that the brothers have said, we will, in a court of law, raise our right hand and tell a grand jury what happened, maybe he will come clean.
Why do this? For what benefit?
Have you seen the letter? I mean, it is actually the cutout, kidnappy-looking hostage ransom letter that you would see in a movie. If, in fact, he sent it, his DNA will be all over it. It'll be on the stamps. It'll be on the envelope adhesive.
Why? Why do it?
I don't know, Scott. I don't know.
Who was skeptical of this from day one?
You were.
Okay. This story sucked from day one. There was something wrong with this story from day one. He should be not only ashamed of himself, he should go to prison.
I would like to know about...
Over 1,000 police hours have been expelled.
I would like to know about that letter. And here's my question. If you receive this letter, let's just talk this out with me here. It is creepy. It's cut out. It says you're going to die. Would you not go running to authorities with that?
Look at the drawing on the side. There's something wrong in his head.
It is a what appears to be a gun... pointed at a stick figure.
There's something wrong in his head, and he needs to go to prison. Over 1,000 police hours have been expelled.
Is that the number?
Yes. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markser.
A new report says the number of hate groups in the U.S. is rising. That's next.
Hey, I don't need to tell you the winter of 2019 has been brutal, and sadly, some of you probably ended up sliding across the snow or the ice, maybe even last night, this morning, and into someone else's car, vice versa. When you find yourself in a wreck, there is only one place to take your car or truck. Only one place that will guarantee their work as long as you own that car or truck, and that is Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. Now, remember this. There are plenty of body shops in Kansas City that go by the name Dale's. There is only one Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. Their reputation is so good, I'm not kidding you. They have had people drive in from miles around to get proper collision repair at Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. When you find yourself in a position that none of us want to be in, remember one name, Dale's Body Shop, and remember this, Blue Springs. Here's their number just in case you ever need it, 816-228-1855, or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs, taking care of cars, taking care of you.
Dana right here. For Volkswagen of Lee Summit, head on into Volkswagen of Lee Summit. They will pay your sales tax for you. That's right. And it doesn't matter if you're buying new or you are buying used, like we just did for our daughter. They will pay your sales tax for you, new or used. Think of the huge savings if you do go with a 2018 or a brand new 2019. Go in and test drive that Atlas. Ladies, you are going to love that car. Huge panoramic sunroof. Side alert impact system, one of my favorite safety features on those cars. Obviously, they have a backup camera. That's just about standard and has to be done these days. But you are going to love the comfort and the ride. Seats 7, drives amazing, and doesn't look like a minivan. Go in and ask to test drive that Atlas, and remember, they will pay your sales tax for you. Head on into Volkswagen of Lee Summit off I-470 and Colburn Road or VWLeeSummit.com. VWLeeSummit.com.
Everybody clap along.
All right.
Be in my head all day. We're going to post this video really quick because it annoys me. The Lenexa Police Department just put this out on Twitter and on Facebook. There's a woman, an old woman.
Older.
Oh, she's old. She's either wearing a wig or you can just tell she's older.
She's mature.
In what appears to be some type of department store in Lenexa. Think like a Kohl's maybe. If I had to guess, that's what this is.
Okay.
She's up at the counter, buying her stuff, making small talk with the clerk.
Purchase.
And you see her very kind of discreetly pick up right in front of her a checkbook. The customer prior had left the wallet and checkbook on the counter. So this woman's just buying her coffee mug and her shirt, just... And she starts flipping through this checkbook. You can see her. Does no one think there's not surveillance anymore? She sticks it in her bag. She's like, yep, have a good day. And I don't know what surprises me more. I don't know why I would be surprised that she happens to appear to be a much older woman. Because usually when we see this, can you help us identify this person who used a fraudulent credit card? It's like someone in their 20s. This is like a grandma. Just pops it right in her bag and... see you later. And if you know this woman, you know exactly who this woman is. She has a very distinct look. Like incredibly distinct.
Okay.
I'm posting it. I hope she gets caught.
All right.
Someone wrote, well, how do you know she didn't see the address on the checkbook? And she thought, I'll just take this and drive it over to the person who left it. Yeah, no. Because who would do that? You would not do that.
No.
This is not a good Samaritan, people. She's looking to her left. You know, people do this thing when they're guilty, not just in the movies. And well, she does it.
Well.
She's looking through the check. She's looking, flipping, and then she looks left. She looks right. She's like, hey, how about those cheese?
Well, she's looking to see if that woman happens to be around.
Yeah, maybe she's coming back for it.
Is she here?
What wallet? I have no idea what you're talking
Are
about.
Are you over there? She's looking to return the wallet.
Yeah, she's a good Samaritan.
And then she puts it in her purse because she's...
she wants it for safekeeping.
Well, the woman's not here, obviously. I'm looking around. I don't see her, so I'm going to drive it over to her home.
I don't trust the manager here or the clerk.
No.
I'm just going to take it.
Of course.
Dan is posting this on her Facebook page now because if this is your Nana, you're going to know who this is.
Okay.
Nana.
By the way, you're talking a really smart game on Twitter about the bowling bash. Do you want to read what I just wrote you on Twitter?
No, I'm not on Twitter. I haven't even looked.
You can read it on your phone.
Okay, I'll do that. Here we go.
Okie dokie.
Bowling Bash is back.
Mm-hmm. Bowling Bash.
April
27th. BowlingBashKC.com. And you are talking a really smart aleck game.
You said you had the trophy. Come and get it. And I replied, oh, I'm coming to get it. You're going down like a wobbling 10 pin.
And what did I write?
Jimmy on Twitter wrote, so slowly and only if you're lucky. I'm going to expose you for the fraud you are. Oh my, Scott Parks! I am not reading that. Seriously?
Read the Read it.
I'm going to expose you for the fraud you are, quote, like a Jussie Smollett police report. Wow!
That trophy will stay in the Kiss Cave. April 27th, go to bowlingbashkc.com.
Speaking of fundraiser.
Oh, yeah, by the way.
You hear?
Yeah. Children's Mercy Hospital held its annual Red Hot Night on Saturday. And there were a number of auction items that you might expect to see at any event. They included tickets to concerts, Royals games, footballs autographed by Chiefs players, basketballs autographed by KU players, whatever. The most unique item was the MVP experience with MVP Mahomes. Here is the description. Have you ever wanted to hang out with an NFL MVP? Well, here's your chance. Recently named the 2018 NFL MVP after a tremendous season as quarterback for your Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes is now ready to hang with you. This unique auction package includes an opportunity for 10 people to have a private and exclusive dining experience with Patrick and his girlfriend Brittany at EJ's Urban Eatery in the West Bottoms. During the dining experience, you'll get an opportunity to talk football, life, Kansas City, or just gush about their fur babies.
I love that they say you'll get an opportunity to talk football. What else would you, I mean, can you imagine sitting down with Patrick Mahomes and being like, so what are you into?
Or gush about their fur babies, Steel and Silver Mahomes. Date and time for this experience must be mutually agreed upon during the 2019 NFL offseason, approximately February through July. It was valued at $1,000.
It's really priceless. Valued at $1,000. Any guesses, Rod, what it went for? Was this a live auction item?
Dinner with Patrick Mahomes and his girlfriend, Brittany. You could talk about football.
You get 10 people.
Fur babies.
You get 10 people.
10 people.
So
valued at valued at $1,000, which is what, $100 a person?
Yeah. $5,000? I don't know.
$5,000, yeah.
It's one of those things to the right person, like you said, it's priceless. To somebody else, it's like, yeah, I don't want to do that.
It went for $52,500.
Holy crap.
Listen to this. The Mahomes package beat out a trip to Paris.
$6,400.
Beat out a trip to the Masters.
$38,000.
And New Zealand.
$15,000.
The signed Mahomes jersey went for $2,300. I love Red Hot Nights. It's a great fundraiser. I've been many times.
I love Patrick Mahomes, but I'm not Patrick paying Mahomes. $52,000.
What's 52 divided by 10?
That's $5,200.
You've got to find 9 people to call up $5,000 each. Be like, here's the deal. Do I have a deal for you?
And quite frankly, let's be honest. I love Patrick Mahomes. I think he's a good cat. Patrick Mahomes really doesn't want to talk about football with you. Patrick Mahomes' night out on the town probably doesn't include sitting around at some eatery
with 9 strangers
who are really rich from Mission Hills who want to talk about football. I would bet Patrick Mahomes would rather sit around with us talking about anything but football, dining over at Town Topic on Johnson Drive.
You're probably right. I will say this. Everything I've heard and read about this cat tells me that no matter who's across that table, he's going to be charming and delightful.
Yes. No doubt about it.
And by the time it's over, you're going to be assured that he wanted to be there.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
But I bet deep down inside,
no,
he really does not want to be there talking to a bunch of Mission Hills
it's
rejects.
It's one night. It's one night. But the problem is they're getting requests, I'm sure, to do this 50 nights. And I applaud him. That money all goes to a great cause.
I think he's a great kid. I love this guy.
What would you pay if money was no object, and who would you want to sit down with 10 people? And money is no object.
I wouldn't want to sit down with any. No. Take the 10 people out. No. Like, who would I pay money to sit down with?
Yeah. If you had $50,000.
I know who you would be. It would either
you don't.
Be, it would either be Barack or Michelle Obama. I knew.
I thought you were going to say Bon Jovi. No, I would pick somebody like...
You would be Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama or Oprah or,
how much?
Or Ellen DeGeneres.
How much?
Well, do I have the money?
You said money was no object.
$50,000.
$50,000?
Sure. It goes to charity.
Mine would be... See, mine are dumb.
Yeah, I was just sitting there thinking, I'm going
to
be like Paul McCartney or something.
Well, that's not dumb. Paul McCartney's huge.
Mine would be Paul Stanley from Kiss.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. You
asked.
Well,
no, but here again, you can't poo-poo his excitement about that. To me, sitting down with Barack and Michelle seems
boring.
Oh, my God. That would be awful.
Oh, I would be bored out of my mind.
Not to mention she's going to want to serve kale.
Yeah. From her garden.
Oh, can't we drive through Wendy's, lady?
I grew this myself. No, I would want to sit down with Paul Stanley from Kiss or Ace Frehley.
Okay.
And just say, tell me what really happened.
See, that's what I would ask the former president. What really happened?
And well, are there aliens?
Yeah, right? You can't get answers. I can get answers.
I could get him to tell me. Tell me about the aliens. How many are there? Come on.
Well, you can go to dinner with Barack. I'm going to dinner with Paul Stanley from Kiss.
Okay, pick one political and one just famous.
Okay, Paul Stanley from Kiss will be my famous.
Okay.
Political. He's dead.
Yeah, that makes it difficult.
Well, you know, McCain was my hero. Colin Powell.
Okay. Did you see, by the way, Colin Powell?
And I would say, did you ever meet my dad? And if you did, was he great?
Did you see he had a flat tire a couple of weeks ago?
Yes, I did see that.
And
that
somebody
fantastic.
Stopped, and it wasn't just anybody who stopped. Somebody stopped. And how many people listening out of 100 stopped to help someone who needs help on the side of the road? How many, be honest, out of 100? 5?
Yeah, I was going to say 5.
So this young man stops, gets out to help him, has a prosthetic leg.
Which he lost.
Yes.
In Iraq.
Yes. And they took a selfie and it was lovely. And Colin Powell tweeted out, this man, young man restored my faith in humanity.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great story.
So mine would be probably Colin Powell.
Okay.
Yours? Political and then famous? Obviously, it's Barack or Michelle
Obama.
Yeah,
love to meet with Joe Biden. I would meet with any of
them.
Who's
your famous? Barry Manilow or Elton John?
Oh, it would be Elton John, but famous?
That would be Elton
John. I don't know that I would do musical. Maybe I want to be, I would do like an Ellen or an Oprah.
Oprah?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love those Super Soul podcasts.
You're fascinated with Oprah Winfrey?
I love her. I love her. I absolutely love her.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I don't know a lot, but Oprah Winfrey is one of those people that to me seems like no one except for maybe one or two people on this planet
really
ever
knows
really
her. Really
yeah,
knows
really
her.
Know Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is she like?
No
when
one's
she's
seen
having a
the
bad
real
day.
Oprah mm-hmm. except for what Gail and what was his name?
Stedman. Studenberker or something, I don't know.
Someone just wrote in, you should donate that MVP night to 10 local honors students. If you are a business owner, you cannot do anything better, but you cannot buy publicity like that.
Dead within the last 50 years, who would you want to sit down with?
Oh.
Dead within the last 50 years.
Probably Princess Prince. Diana.
Prince? Yeah.
Princess!
Mm. No, Prince. Or Lemmy.
Yeah, Lemmy or Lynette would be good. Eric Carr.
Oh.
Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, there's a ton, man.
Oh, my God. Elvis died within the last 50 years.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's true.
Johnny Cash.
John Lennon.
John Lennon, yeah. Although, John Lennon was one of the greatest songwriters that ever lived. Just an awful human being.
But John Lennon was an awful human being?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't it something about the way he treated his son?
Am I right? Everyone around him. You know, Paul McCartney, there's a song the Beatles did called Here, There, and Everywhere.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney said the only time in their entire history John Lennon ever complimented him. They were hanging out one time, and he looked at him and said,
I saw this interview.
He said, yeah, you know that song, Here, There, and Everywhere? And that is a great song. You did a really good job on that.
That was on 60 Minutes.
And Paul McCartney was like, what?
Yeah. That's what Paul McCartney said on 60 Minutes.
What have you done with John? Yeah.
He said the only time John Lennon ever complimented him was on that one song.
And it was. He said, I thought it was funny because it's a good song, but I didn't think it was that good. But yeah.
Yesterday is better.
Yeah, but here again, because John Lennon was a insecure jerk, he hated mm-hmm. Yesterday.
Ooh, someone just wrote in Robin Williams.
Mm.
That would be tiring.
Right? I remember my mom saying once, if you were married to that man.
Robin Williams?
Is he ever just
off?
Not even off. Is he ever just down here with the rest of us?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it constantly, bah, 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 bah. And I'm guessing in his private life, he had moments where he was just a normal guy, not bouncing off the walls.
Somebody says, my meeting with one living and one dead would be Keith Richards and Keith Richards.
Yeah.
Hey, when you're looking for a new car, you want three things. You want comfort, you want safety, especially in this weather, and affordability. And you get all three when you shop at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. Both have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and that is a rating well-earned. Every Olathe Kia comes with a lifetime warranty, and if it's gadgets and options that you like, we all do, Kia has more for the money, more bang for your buck. Heated and cooled seats, panoramic sunroof, heated steering wheel, Apple CarPlay. When it comes to safety, I don't need to remind you that Kia and Subaru are some of the safest around. In fact, according to Forbes, Subaru and Kia took all four categories in the small car competition. I'm driving the Subaru Forester right now. This car handled so well in the rough weather we've had over the last week and a half. Bill George is a pillar in our community. He owns both and has worked with local charities for years, been a strong supporter of St. Jude's for more than 30 years. Online at olathesubaru.com and olathekia.com. See for yourself, and then we'll see you at Bill George's Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. Somebody asked me on the text line. It's a good question. Scott, since we're talking about people who are dead and people who are alive that you'd want to meet, if you had the chance to sit down and interview Adolf Hitler, would you do it?
Oh.
Yes, I would. I would definitely interview Adolf Hitler. Because and Rod and I were talking about this off the air. I think you kind of were in on this conversation. Rod and I, and I think me more than Rod, fascinated by how a man could be so evil and yet convince an entire nation to do what he says. I've always found, and I know this drives you crazy, I've always found Adolf Hitler to be fascinating. Not in a good way. Not that I admire him. Yeah. I don't admire him. But I've always found the character of Adolf Hitler, the human, if he was, or subhuman, to be fascinating. How could so filled with hate and evil and yet convince an entire country?
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.